Hello, everyone. Hello, loved ones. Welcome to Infinite Love Radio, enlightening conversations, inspiring guests. I'm Michelle Morovati, your host. I'm an intuitive spiritual healer, teacher, and spiritual director and founder of Spirituality Inside and Out. Our global vision and divine purpose is to connect people to people to create oneness, for in truth, we are all one. Through support and universal guidance, we educate people about the power within to heal oneself and others. Let us help you to express the divine love and truth within. At Spirituality Inside and Out, we offer several products and services designed to transform your life and help you create the life you desire. Some of them include group meditations, self-realization sessions, spiritual guidance, prayer circles, and personal healing sessions. The healing power is within you. All you have to do is open up to receive it. Expect the unexpected, and please visit www.spiritualityinsideandout.com. As always, I invite all of your suggestions, questions, and comments to infiniteloveradio@yahoo.com or michelle@spiritualityinsideandout.com. Today and every day, my highest intention is to support you to awaken to your true self in the present moment and to cause and create oneness inside and out. Thank you for your participation and this opportunity for me to serve you. I appreciate you. I love you and I bless you. On today's show, I will be sharing with you a short prayer, just like always, alongside our very, very enlightening and miraculous guest, as I call her, as you will see what I'm talking about. Our guest today is Immaculée Ilibagiza, who was born in Rwanda and studied electronic and mechanical engineering at the National University. She lost most of her family during the 1994 genocide. 4 years later, she immigrated to the United States and began working at the United Nations in New York City. She's now a full-time public speaker and writer. In 2007, she established the Left to Tell Charitable Fund, which helps support the Rwandan orphans. She's the author with Steve Irwin of Left to Tell, Discovering God Amidst the Rwandan Holocaust. And her latest book, Led by Faith, Rising from the Ashes of the Rwandan Genocide. For more information, please visit www.lefttotell.com. For now, I invite all of you to join us on air as we create and unite here with all that is. I invite you, as always, to join me in taking several deep cleansing breaths in, allowing yourself to relax into the now, allowing yourself to relax into the present moment. Here we go. Let's take the first deep cleansing breath in. And exhaling with an ah. Remembering as you're exhaling, you're letting go and releasing the tension that you've been holding on to. Not only today, but God knows for how long. In your cells, in your tissues, in your muscles, in your brain, in your heart, in your abdomen. From head to toe, I invite you to loosen up. Shake your head, shake your shoulders and your arms and your legs, and allow yourself to loosen up to get present. Thank you. Here we go, another deep cleansing breath in. And again, exhaling with an ah. I really invite you to sound it out. Clear your throat. Let it go. Release. Release all you're holding on to and shake it out. For truly, you are a beautiful emanation of God and all that there is. Here we go, a third deep cleansing breath in. And again, exhaling with an ah. This time, really intentionally, shake it out and let it go. Let it go. Release, release, and say to yourself, I let go of all these negative thoughts. I let go of all these negative, disempowering emotions that I'm holding on to as you're shaking yourself off right here, right now, inviting the presence of love and light into your life. We invite the presence of God, universe, allness, oneness, source, creator, spirit, whatever name you have for your beloved inside and outside, inside your heart and outside as the beauty and the marvelous presence of all that is. Thank you, we say, for this moment, for every blessing that we have in our lives as we open to see, as we open to feel and sense and know the truth of life. We allow ourselves to be connected inside and outside. We allow ourselves to be open to the love within, to the true self, our spirit, our authentic, our God self, inside and outside. And let it be done today, let it be done every day, as we choose and use our will to connect in the present moment, in stillness, with an open heart, with an open mind, with a clear intention of what it is that we really, truly want to create and cause in our life. Let it be done, coming from our heart, our true selves, our God selves, as we live united right here, right now. In this moment, I appreciate you. I bless you, for we're all one. Thank you. Again, taking this opportunity to reintroduce our delightful guest today, Immaculée Ilibagiza, who was born in Rwanda. And we'll be talking about her latest book, Led by Faith, Rising from the Ashes of the Rwandan Genocide. And now she has surpassed this miracle after miracle. And without further ado, welcoming Immaculée. Welcome, please.
Thank you so much. Oh, my God, what a beautiful introduction. I was stuck in traffic, rushing to come, and I feel so good to be talking to you.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah. I know how busy you are.
I was praying, God help me to get there on time, and you just did it.
Oh, you know what? And as you know, this show will be broadcast next week. I just want to let you know, and our guests on webtalkradio.net. And as I was sitting here, I was like, God, you know best. I'm going to let you handle this, you know?
Oh, thank you so much.
You know best. I'm going to let you handle it. And perfection. So
I know. He makes everything possible in the right time. And even when we think we are late, actually, that was the right time.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
So you and I are talking about God, Immaculée, with gratitude. I wanted to ask you, for you and myself and for anyone else that is listening right now, who and what is God for you?
Oh, my God, what a good question.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, you know, here we are. Yes. So for me, it is really, he's the one who created me, who had a great purpose for me. And I think that getting to know him, I feel like every moment I live means something. He intended it to be what it's supposed to be. And my contribution is just to live it in joy, because he doesn't make a mistake. Mm. And of course we call he or she, I don't think he's any man or a woman, but I think he's created us and live with that within and live around us, and everything just comes really to be one because we are all united. Mm. In that really that connect us as human beings. His spirit live within us, and yet live outside also. So it is that God that is perfect. That, you know, it's hard to express it, but I feel like we live together, and He can do all things. But there is a way that I connect to Him in a way that allowing my soul to be loving. Mm-hmm. I think that is when he's more expressed in me, when I'm loving at the best.
Mm.
Because he's love and he's almighty. He can do all things. Like, there's nothing impossible with almighty. Only when we block him with our anger, our resentment, our worries, our fear. And I think like everyone, that is a great thing. I think for me that the worst experience I lived in that bathroom allowed me to feel that we are definitely all one, and we are all loved the same way. Mm. It is how do we accept it? How do we let him love us?
Mm.
Or how do we push him away?
Yeah. Beautifully said. and this divine God inside and out. It's amazing how you are from Rwanda. I'm originally from Iran.
Oh,
and
good.
We're united here on Infinite Love Radio, which came through God.
Yeah. Oh,
so
that's
the beauty
so
of this. The beauty of this.
That is so nice. And you know, I think going through those experiences and really, like, when you live the truth within without having attachment to something or without feeling that I'm supposed to be that, and you really come inside and, like, let go, detach, and surrender. That's when you realize that deep down we're all the same. We crave for the same thing. We love for the same reasons. We need peace. We need love. And that's really, you feel, okay, I can live in anywhere in the world. I know as long as I look in the eyes of another human being, I'm okay because he's a human being just like me.
Mm,
yeah.
Mm. And if everyone lived like you, we would have a world of total joy, no?
Oh, just
if
like
everyone.
You. Thank you so much. And
honestly.
And that is really maybe what makes me keep writing or talk around the world.
Yeah.
I feel peace is possible. We can't give up. Peace is possible. The same way one man who planned something like a genocide, who planned something like to happen and really go after that seed of hatred and it grows into him, a seed of love of people like you can make the world change. We don't need money for that. We just need a moment of silence and invite God in and really realize that everything can be possible. And I feel passionate about it, even if there's so much bad happens in the world. But I feel there's definitely good we'll conquer, for sure.
Oh, I totally get that, Sonny.
Yeah.
Immaculate, you have inspired me to my core after I read your second book that is coming out in a few days, that's right?
Yeah, in a few days. Thank you so much, actually, for interviewing me before. I'm so excited.
Oh, my God. Led by Faith, Rising from the Ashes of the Rwandan. I mean, like, it, like, shook me to the core. I cried. I stopped.
Oh, thank you.
I felt God in my bones. I got insights. I got inspirations. I had to put the book down. It was emotional. It was inspiring. And the vast topic, oh, my God, it's amazing. From sexual harassment to childbirth to finances to betrayal. And
thank you.
Amazing. It is for everyone, you know, everyone. Mm. We can sit here and say, oh, this is something that happened to someone in Rwanda. Okay, all across the world, blah, 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 blah. But this is something that everyone can relate to. Honestly,
thank you so much for understanding that. And that's really one reason, maybe one of the many reasons I wanted to write that book. You know, the first one was very such, it's a drama. It's like this end of the world that you don't even want ever to happen to anybody. And you think it will not happen to many people. But definitely taught me a lot, the horrible thing of the genocide. But this second one is a normal life. It's a life where I have learned how to hold on to God, and really I want to tell people, you will go through this, and you will know this. I am not, spared, and you are not. But just know that God is there for you. You are not alone, and never feel lonely. Even if you were one person in the whole world, don't feel lonely.
Mm.
Because these little obstacles will come to stop our peace, but it really depends on you and God within.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Don't give up. Don't give up, even if those little difficulties can show up. Just rise above them. And I went through this, all that. And I got to know so much love, too. You know, like meeting the children of Mother Teresa.
Yeah.
You know, that's really where you see the pure love of children jumping on you. And I don't know if you read how I met these children. Somebody told me, who was actually my godfather, after the genocide, he told me, he said, You have gone through hell just like everybody, but you are not broken as many people, many children like you.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said, but you will suffer from lacking of affection. And I was like, no, I know everything is possible with God. I wish I didn't have to feel like this victim. And then he said, but there is a way, even that, there is a way to get that affection of my parents. I'm like, how? Tell me. I felt like this is a big secret. Then he said, you can get affection you were lacking from the loved ones two ways. By getting it by people who really love you genuinely.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, but you cannot dictate people to love you genuinely. And then he said, the second part, and you can really dictate, and where you can get the true affection is by giving the affection.
Mm.
And he said, even through giving the affection, you need to give it to people who need it most, not to those who have it abundantly. I mean, give it to them without expecting. But the ones, the orphans, the poor, the homeless, the sick, the one who is lonely, if you love them and you give them your genuine love, that you will get back your affection. And it was almost like manna falling from heaven. The next day I went to visit Mother Teresa's children because I knew that is an orphanage. We have many children who don't have any parent. And if I love them, I will know how it feels like. And truly, what I experienced there, and I wrote about it, it is really the love, what we give, the joy we get from giving is much more from what we get from getting.
Absolutely. And I read that somewhere, someone said to you, put a smile on someone's face that needs it.
I know, yeah.
Smile on someone's face that needs it. Oh, my God.
Oh, thank you so much for getting it and understanding that.
Beautiful.
That is my prayer, that the world will get not the horrible experiences, but the perfume and the flowers that comes out of going through this and what we learn, and especially love that is there around us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So beautiful. You know, we didn't mention so far. Let me take this opportunity to introduce us to our guests that may have just joined us. This is Infinite Love Radio. I'm Michelle Morvati, your host. We've been speaking to Immaculate Ilibagiza, about her latest book, Led by Faith, Rising from the Ashes of the Rwandan Genocide. And her website is www.lefttotell.com. You know, we didn't talk about, you survived this genocide by being huddled in a cramped bathroom of a local pastor's house with seven other women for 91 days. I mean, I have just read this part and I just put the book down and I went, how is this possible? How is this possible?
Mm.
You know, how is this possible? I fast for a day and I'm like, I need to rest. You know?
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for
it. You're a miracle.
Yeah.
Number one, if I may, and then I'm going to... And number two, people will possibly say... I didn't say. Most of your family was murdered.
Mm-hmm.
You were left.
Mm-hmm.
You survived in that bathroom with seven other women, 91 days. And how come you were spared and not your family?
Mm-hmm.
While a million other beloved children of God were murdered and slaughtered. Questions. You know, these questions come up, right?
Definitely.
Why her?
I was speaking yesterday. I think that question came up.
Yes.
Why you? You know, I completely feel that I was protected by the divine grace. And why I spoke about it, it wasn't just like, oh, you are just a miracle. Just God spared you for that. But I prayed and I asked him clear questions. Help me out. Help me out. I don't want to die now. And I did really ask him that completely. And I remember something, like, you know, those little doubtful voices that are always there. Something will come up and say, oh, who do you think you are? You think you will survive? What about those who are dying outside? Don't even ask God to protect you. And the little voice again on the side will be, and on the other hand, will just be, just ask him. It's you now. You talk to him. Mm-hmm. You never know what other people are asking. Just ask him what you feel like asking. Truly, if I survived, I tell you the truth, I begged God from morning until night. I just feel like this is not my time. Please protect me. If you are there, if you exist, if you hear me, I feel like I have a lot to do. I wish I can survive. And to me, when I think about it, just like from my voice, it was completely him answering my prayer. And I'm sure it was maybe his plan from before, and he left me for this mission to tell the story. But when I think about why me, you know, I feel that, again, like there's a way that God answers prayers as we ask.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think I'm the most fortunate, because I think even in dying, you can still find peace.
Okay.
You can still find joy and accept death. I think death is not a curse. And really, if if when I die, because I will, if I die, when I die, and I can be in peace with my heart to live, I think that is perfect. And I truly think that people who have prayed to God, who prayed many different ways, because I've met many survivors who were praying to him, begging him to let them die. Others who were begging for him to get someone to shut them with a gun.
Mm.
And for example, like my brother who left me a letter just the day before they killed him, he wrote me a letter and he said, and that those words, I have never said them in my mind when I was in the bathroom where I was like, I'm ready to go. He wrote the letter and he was so scared to die before. But when he was facing death, he wrote me, he said, if I die, don't worry, because I will go to heaven. Mm. And I'm prepared. And people who watched him dying, who told me what happened, he was calling people, like smiling, and he was telling them, come and kill me. I'm ready. I'm gone. I'm not here anymore.
Mm.
So I think it's not about why me. I just felt, it seemed like there was an answer to my prayer. But also, people who died, I don't think everyone died because in bad way, if you were really, you know, wanting or praying to God. Many people died in peace. They wanted to go. They have seen heaven. And you will see most of the people who really survived, who have gone through this hardship.
Mm.
Everyone else outside will be like, where was God? How can that happen?
Yeah.
But the person who truly lived it, even when you talk to Jewish people who survived the Jewish Holocaust,
mm-hmm.
most people know that in the middle of the genocide, they saw God. They felt God was with them, just like me.
Mm.
So even in dying, I truly believe in that perfection of God, that there is a way that he came to them before maybe they even start to cut them, and they knew that they were in good hands.
Oh my God, this is so powerful what you're saying. If the world only could hear you, and my will align with God's will, honestly, is for the whole world to hear your message. You're so one with God.
Oh,
you're so one. Every word that you say, I feel it in my bones, and I know all the beloved listeners out there are getting what you're saying.
Oh,
and if they're not getting it now, they will click. They will click as they hear your beautiful messages. And another, oh my God, constant dialogue with God, constant prayer. This is amazing. And the trust and the faith. So many times you went down, but you didn't give up.
Mm-hmm.
Some prayers were answered faster than others, but you still hung in there. That is beautiful. Even
mm-hmm.
when the sound of the negative, devil, darkness, whatever was trying to separate you. Yes?
Mm. Oh, thank you so much for saying that. That is so true. And one thing I have found about God and about how we live through him, I still grow in faith. You know, there's a time, like I said, I was just wondering, why is that? And there's always a little answer that comes. That's why. This is why. So I have found, and really, truly, I have grown now to ask God's will to be done. Because many times, as human beings, with our blindness, sometimes we ask for things that are not good for us.
Mm-hmm.
And other times we ask for, we don't want things that later become so great for us, in from small experiences to the biggest. So when things come late, when I'm asking, or when they come quicker, there's always something that comes to me and tell me, thank God that it came late. God is so perfect, and we really, he needs our trust, fully, fully our trust.
Mm-hmm.
And we will, at the end, I don't think there's one experience in my life I would ever say, I was disappointed with God. I completely, anything that came late, didn't come on time, it always felt like he gave me a feeling, an answer in another way that wasn't good for you. And then I would end up thanking God that I did not get the answer.
Mm,
or I did not get the answer at that time.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And divine timing. We're not always ready for what we're asking.
Exactly.
What if we get it and we're not ready?
That won't happen. And we get it sometimes, we realize it wasn't good for us.
Right.
So it's just like, more you get into really getting close to him, actually it's almost like you get to a point where you don't even want to ask him anymore for anything. You just want to tell him, as long as I know you love me, it is all enough, because you know what I need more than I know. And like, he just like, more you get close to him, you just have the desire to just tell him, I love you, I'm one with you, I love everybody. And it's just the wish to love, it becomes bigger than the wish to ask, give me that. Because you know he knows perfectly what is good for you.
So beautifully said and so authentic. Something that I really resonated, I mean, all of it did, but I personally connected to, is that somewhere in the book you said, during the 91 days I was hiding, I discovered that physical imprisonment could be spiritually liberating, and that there was no greater freedom than the one found in prayer. So you know why I resonated with this?
Oh, thank you.
You don't know, and maybe the listeners know or not. I'm a lupus survivor myself.
Really?
Yes.
Oh,
my lupus attacked my brain and my central nervous system, and I was diagnosed about 9 years ago while pregnant with my second child.
Oh.
Slowly, I became halfway paralyzed. And during that time, which I was not able to move, chronic fatigue, pain all over, cognitive impairment, all of that, I had my time with my God, you know?
Oh.
And through prayer, one step at a time, the guidance came, the help came, the support came. And my prayer was always, help me learn what it is that I must learn in order to heal from this disease.
Mm.
You know, another one, 3 years ago, I was struck by an SUV when I was crossing the street.
Mm-hmm.
Again, a month of, physical imprisonment that you're talking about. I just read this and I was like, oh my God, you know, yours was in a bathroom. Mine was a disease and a car accident. But it is the same.
It's the same. You know, I believe completely that God talks best to us. We hear him. He talks to us all the time, but we hear him best in silence.
In silence.
In silence. And sometimes he just have to slap you, like, sit down. Like, I've been looking for you, so you will get that. Then you can really listen to me.
Right.
And really, that is the best time. It's the best time is to be in that moment when you are silent. It can ruin us if we don't turn to him, if we don't ask him questions. If we turn to resentment and worry and asking, why me, that can ruin us. But being there and really start to just like talk to God, even if you tell him, I don't understand. Why am I here? What's going on? As long as you try connection to him, he will come to you. But that's so beautiful to hear from those experiences you had.
Yes, it wasn't fun while I was going through it, right?
I know. This is what, even yesterday I was telling people when I was speaking, it is almost like I missed it that time, and I still sometimes miss it, but of course I don't want to miss that time in the bathroom.
Right.
Like, I never will wish anyone in my life to ever go through that. But yet, the connection with God, that praying, like, really in the corner and just, like, feeling like his blessing completely showering me. Where would I have a whole day sitting, just praying, connecting with God?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it doesn't come that much. And I really miss that communion. And I try sometimes. As you saw in my second book, I tried to go to lock myself up.
Right.
Yeah.
And you also fasted in order to become clearer. So
I do fast a lot. I love that, actually. And when I'm not doing it, I know I need to do. I think that is really also is very much of another way of actually kind of imprisoning our body willingly without having to go through those sicknesses, these wars. Like you, when you have been in that place of being imprisoned and how much you can feed God's love, it is when you can really go back to that fasting and benefit from that, and you understand the benefit of it.
Mm.
There's a proverb in my country. We say that when the body is too satisfied, the brain is a little bit paralyzed.
Mm.
When the body is too satisfied, the brain is a little bit paralyzed.
Wow.
So we don't think that much when we are so much fun. But then when you can really have your body listen to you, we are our souls. And this body is the temple our souls lives in.
Mm.
But the body can't rule you when the soul is craving for that communication. So when you have the body, like, listen to me, we are working together. Yeah, that really...
Working together.
We are working together, but don't overpower me.
Right. not overpowering. Yes. Michael, I just want to give this mental image to our listeners. Imagining 91 days in a cramped bathroom with seven other people. If Immaculate did not communicate and dialogue with God, where would she be mentally? Yes? Emotionally, where would she be? Would she be here now? I doubt it. You would probably be overwhelmed by all the anger and hate and resentment. But you chose through dialoguing with God, loving God and asking God to forgive. Yes? Mm-hmm. To forgive. I'm a big fan of forgiveness.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you. Forgiveness came like saving me. It became my weapon to survive.
Mm.
Yeah, and as people are asking, I mean, I'm thinking about where I would be if I have not communicated with God. Oh my God, I would be insane today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. I would be completely insane. Actually, one person who was with us in the bathroom to this day, she kind of have lost her mind. The young one who was 7 years old. So she doesn't remember anybody. She was too young to direct her mind to where mm-hmm. to hold on to. So mm-hmm. today she definitely not doing too great. And emotionally, I don't know. I would have been died maybe. I would be dead today. I don't think I would be anything at all. I would have lost. I mean, I loved my family more than anything.
Mm.
I thought my family would be there forever. They cherished me, they protected me, they helped me with every single thing. We talked for hours every single day.
Mm-hmm.
I never had a friend like friends I had in my family.
Oh, wow.
So to see them going, I don't know what I would have done. I have never, my dilemma in my life was always who was going to die first in my family. And I couldn't imagine that being my mom, no. I couldn't imagine that being my dad. No, not my brother, not my grandma. And all of a sudden, they all left at the same time.
Wow, God bless their soul. And I know that they are blessed in heaven.
Thank you.
They are blessed in heaven. You know, you said something fantastic that I picked up through your words. Mm-hmm. Directing this young child, she didn't know how to direct her mind.
Mm-hmm.
So important, because we so often become victims because we don't know how to direct our mind, what to focus on, yes?
You are so right. Oh, my God, that's
powerful.
And you
chose to focus on God through prayer.
And we have that power. That is a great thing about it.
Mm.
We had that choice to redirect our mind to something good, to something positive, to prayer. We have the choice to choose that the great thing is going to happen, and it will happen. To expect goodness, to expect miracles. And if we do, they will happen. And if you talk to God, He will talk to you.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yes. And some people will say, well, you can hear God, but I can't. But in your book you say, God reaches our hearts through His other children.
Mm. Thank
that
you.
So beautiful, I totally get that.
And
I hope the listeners are getting what we're talking about. Are you present?
Get
yourself present.
Thank you for answering that. You are so right. God has so many ways. Sometimes a bird will drop a leaf on your head when you are asking a question. Sometimes somebody will just pass by and give you something you were asking for, give you a smile when you were asking. This morning I called a friend of mine. I'm telling you, I called her just to excuse myself that I didn't call her back. And she told me, she's like, I was praying and I was asking God to say something to me. And we end up talking about prayer for like an hour.
Oh, my God.
How the prayer, this and that. And the end, she was like, I feel chills over my body. I feel like we are talking about all I was waiting for.
Wow.
So he has many ways. Of course, I'm one little thing. He can make another person. She just keep quiet and said, talk to me. Do something. I will do anything. I will wait in this moment. Anything that you are listening to me. And look at that. And tons of stuff have happened to me like that where you are asking. Just give me a sign that you are listening to me. And anyone who challenges God in a way that, give me a sign that you are here. Give me a sign that you are listening to my prayers or even to my communication with you. He will definitely make something happen in a way that you will know that was God. He won't make you confused. If you ask, you will receive an answer.
Mm.
Yeah, it is good also to be.
You shall ask and you shall receive,
mm-hmm. as you may say it. Knock, it shall be opened.
Mm. Absolutely. Mikey, let me just take this time. This is Infinite Love Radio. I'm Michelle Morvati, your host. We've been speaking to Immaculée Ilibagiza about her latest book coming out in a few days, Led by Faith, Rising from the Ashes of the Rwandan Genocide. And her website is lefttotell.com. Lefttotell.com if you want to purchase this book from her website. And also it comes with CDs, right? Four CDs.
Yes, and you can also go to Immaculée.com.
Oh, Immaculée.com.
Yeah, I-M-M-A-C-U-L-E-E, Immaculée.com.
Beautiful. I love the statement on your book from Rick Warren, the best-selling author of The Purpose-Driven Life.
Isn't it nice?
It just says, I'm just going to read this part. If you ever had a hard time letting go of a deep hurt or difficulty in releasing your offender so you can get on with the rest of your life, Immaculate Story can lead you to the place of healing, restoration, and peace. Again, it's something that's for everyone, you know? It's for everyone.
Definitely,
and if I can see you coming, you know, from a genocide, God bless all of those beloved souls. 1994, this is 2008, mm-hmm. You have written two amazing books, one of them New York Times bestseller. You have your own nonprofit, right? And
yes.
You're here giving these messages out. I believe if one person can do it, if one person can forgive and let go and have faith and trust, then everybody can.
Definitely. And maybe that is also something that really pushed me even to write the first book.
Mm-hmm.
It was that if I can forgive, that after going through this struggle, at least I can feel that there is a way I can tell people what happened, how I did it. Anyone can forgive. And if I can go through a terrible thing like that, where I came out, and 99% of my whole family was killed, and I don't have nothing except the clothes on my back, and I can find life again, everyone should hold on to hope, no matter what happened to them.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
This is just amazing that all things are possible.
Definitely. Yeah.
That all things are possible. You know, since this book is about faith, I love another statement that you said, never take faith for granted. Our relationship with the Lord is the most glorious love affair we will ever experience. But like all relationships, it demands nurturing. It requires hard work, constant attention, and deep commitment in order to grow stronger and flourish.
Mm-hmm.
Just like everything else. Hard work, constant attention. Don't take it for granted.
Definitely, definitely.
Wow.
Oh, and that's one big thing about this whole mission, you know, as I see it, like I want to share with the world, it's about being grateful. Being grateful. After being stuck in that bathroom, when I came out, I used to look on the sky and I see the moon, and I'm like, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God Almighty. Look at the sky. Look at the stars. I never saw them in 3 months. And that was the time I started to feel like grateful for everything, to breathe the air outside. This is expensive, you know, but you're giving it for free.
Mm.
And to see the leaves, to see the flowers, I have not seen that. I was locked in a bathroom with 7 people, 8 people, going to the bathroom every second, one after the other. And I didn't know when I was coming out. And now I can walk around. That's really the time I started to say, thank you. Thank you for everything. Thank you for people I see who are laughing. The communication, the friends we have, we don't even be grateful about it. We take for granted. So I hope everyone who listens to my story will take a time every day and find something to be grateful about.
Mm, you are truly a source of inspiration. I mean, I just keep going back to that 91 days. I mean, 91 days. What thoughts is she having? What is she feeling? What is she eating? What is she drinking? Is she bathing? Is she clean? Where is she sitting? Where is she standing? You know, listeners, what is going on? And we have, you know, food. We have this. We have that. We have loved ones. We have people that care, even in the street. And we're not grateful. Most of the times, we're not grateful.
Definitely. Oh, my God. It is so much. And I wrote so much details in my book. And maybe people definitely will find everything. I didn't shower for 3 months. I ate garbage food. But, again, God was so great. You know, the joy we feel in our soul is much bigger than what our physical part can feel.
Mm.
Yeah.
I think you're amazing, honestly.
You
too. I think you're amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, the will that you have, you know, not everybody has it. You know, most people would say, oh, forget it. You know, God, forget God. Look at what I'm going through. Look at what the torture. You know, look at my past. Look at how people are treating me. I mean, you weren't treated well. Right?
Thank you. Least of all, right? Yeah.
The challenges, one after the other, but the faith, one after the other, the communication, the way you verbalize to God, it is beautiful. Beautiful. There's so much to learn from this book. I highly, highly recommend it.
Yeah,
I highly recommend you to be open to the possibilities in this book.
Oh, I wish I had so much time. You know, it's like I have interviews after the other. I wish I had so much time. We can continue to talk forever. We talk about this the whole day.
Thank you. But we're not over yet. Our time is not over yet.
I think we're about to go. They have told us 30 minutes.
Okay, no, actually it's 55 minutes.
Oh, really?
But before we go, Immaculate, I appreciate your busy, busy time. What is the message that you have for the people out there?
Can I add one thing before I go to that message?
Yes.
Actually, I have a live interview on TV. Like, they're calling me like I have to leave. So I can talk. I can come back later and finish this if you want in 1 hour.
Oh, no. This is just a live show for 55 minutes. That's all it is.
Okay. My goodness.
Just one sentence. What do you have to give to the people?
You know, what I want to tell people, that, you know, hold on to God. Like, you know, I wrote in my book, if really I can go through that, anyone can go through anything and they can come out of it safe.
Mm.
If you can pray to God, everything is possible. And if I can forgive from what I have gone through, anyone can find forgiveness in their hearts. And I say this because I have also have got so many emails from people around the world, especially in the America where I live, people telling me, your life has changed ours. And me, who didn't know that this horrible experience can do something good. So it has been a great journey to share people. It really gives me a chance to feel that if I can go through this, let it be. If it can help another human being.
Mm. Yeah. Thank you so much. I know you got to go. Blessings to you.
You too, my dear.
We appreciate you. God bless you.
Thank you. You too. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Beautiful, beloved listeners, this has been a very interesting interview. Oh, so much to talk about forgiveness, opening up our hearts as we forgive and allowing any anger, any sadness, any grief, any sorrow, any despair, any hate, any resentment to just dissolve as we open up our hearts to love. What is the point on holding on? What is the point? All these negative, disempowering thoughts and emotions, they're stored in our cells. You know, they're stored in our tissues and muscles. I'm coming from a place where I know what I'm talking about, coming through a disease. And what for? Let us save ourselves. Let us love ourselves. Let us care for ourselves with this action of forgiveness. I forgive myself. I forgive my offender. I forgive. I ask for forgiveness for any wrong thoughts and not taking any responsibility. And let us all be open to our God self inside and out. Let us be open to the generous universe that is here for us. For all of our grace, all of our blessings, all the wonderful people that are connected and they're sitting there saying, God, help me be of service. They are being of service to you, beloved, if you're open, if you choose to be open to receive. you shall receive the glory and the kingdom of heaven right here, right now, inside your heart and manifesting outside in your life as miracles, as you can call it, as love showing up, you can call it, as money you can show it up, if you want to call it, as friendships, as things, as beauty, as gifts, as anything, only to open up our hearts where it's closed, as children, as a young adult, or as a bruised relationship, we choose to close our hearts. So moment by moment, if you need to, take it easy, but choose and direct your mind and your focus to what enhances your well-being and your life, I say. And I no longer wish to preach right here. I only want to be of service to you. So with gratitude and appreciation to all of you being present with us, this has been Infinite Love Radio for this week. Please join us next week as our guest is Tarni Falloon, who is the founder of Body Freedom. She's the author, speaker, and mind-body physical therapist who teaches individuals, groups, and corporations how to increase health, vitality, and fulfillment in all levels of their life, transforming stress and pain into power. For more information on Tarni, please visit www.bodyfreedom.com. For now, I invite you all to breathe in infinite love into every cell in your body. And breathe it out and give it to the whole world, for in truth, we're all one. And don't forget to visit our website, www.infiniteloveradio.com, and download free guided meditations and insights. And as always, I invite all of your comments, suggestions, and emails to infiniteloveradio@yahoo.com or spiritualityinsideandout.com. As well as always, you can sign up for my daily universal insights that are unique messages for you to meditate on, pray with, and expand your awareness and connection to your true self inside and out. There is no fee for this service. It is just me being open and being of service to you. Read and just ponder and allow and be open each insight connecting you to yourself and all possibilities. With gratitude and appreciation, this has been Infinite Love Radio. I'm Michelle Morovati, your host. Thank you and blessings to you until next week. Good day.